Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim, don'tperish.com, John 424 Radio. I hope you're having a great day today. I want to talk to you today about kindness. Yeah, let's talk about kindness. You know, this is something that the world desperately needs more of. And I will be the first one to admit, as a man that is out in the world contending, striving, shining light in the darkness, trying to live my life for the Lord, sometimes we can lack kindness, can't we? Sometimes we can lose sight of these great small qualities as we're contending for the faith, and I think I try to remember that most of the time. Sometimes it doesn't come across kind if you have to rebuke someone or correct someone with false doctrine. We see that balance in Scripture, and we'll talk about that. But the world definitely needs more kindness, so let's talk about this. The word kind appears 43 times in the King James Bible. That kind of surprised me. I thought it would be a lot more than that, but it wasn't. 43 times in the King James Bible. Let me give you some verses from the Old Testament. Second Samuel 2:6. And now the Lord showed kindness and truth unto you, and I also will requite you this kindness because you have done this thing. So I was talking about the kindness of the Lord there. 2 Samuel 9:3. And the king said, is there not yet any of the house of Saul that I may show the kindness of God unto him? And Ziba said unto the king, Jonathan hath yet a son, which is lame on his feet. The Hebrew word here is tobi. It means good, pleasant, agreeable. Other words in the Old Testament add to the word mercy when we're talking about kindness. Let's read another verse. Psalm 31:21. Blessed be the Lord, for he hath showed his mercy. Excuse me, hold on, let me start over. Blessed be the Lord, for he hath showed me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. My phone jumped a scripture there. That's a nice verse. He showed me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. Again, it means also merciful, kindness, merciful. Jonah 4:2. And he prayed unto the Lord and said, I pray ye, O Lord, was not this my saying when I was yet in my country? Therefore I fled before unto Tarshish, for I knew that thou art a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and repentest thee of the evil. So there we see the word merciful and great kindness being used, describing God. So there's quite a few verses in the Old Testament that talk about God's kindness. So I'll share with you at the end something I found interesting. Again, that was a surprise to me. The Old Testament versus the New, and what we think and what we perceive would be. But let's skip to the New Testament now. Now in the New Testament, this is another surprise, the word kindness is only used 7 times total. That's it, 7 times. Mostly, if you study it, it's used to tell us how to be kind to each other as brothers and sisters in the Lord. Let's look at a verse, 2 Corinthians 6:6. By pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned. So there it's talking about the love of the brethren. In the Greek, their word is Christades. It means in moral character, good and gentleness. Well, that was kind of interesting, adding moral character to that. Colossians 3:12. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. Again, talking about how we treat each other as brother and sisters. 2 Peter 1:7, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. There's that verse where Peter's talking about how we build our affections and our treating of each other. So as I studied this out and I looked at what was in the Old Testament, what was in the New Testament, here's what I found was amazing. You ready for this? There's more verses in the Old Testament that talk about God's kindness than in the New Testament. Now, just think about that. Wouldn't you think people would say, oh, God was judgmental, and he was killing people, and it was brutal, and it was bloody in the Old Testament, and the New Testament is all love, peace, joy, kindness. Well, do your word search. You're going to find that the word kind is used to describe God more in the Old Testament than in the New Testament, but there is a twist to it. There is a twist to it, and I'm going to share that with you. Let me give you a verse here. Titus 3:4. Here's one of the verses. I think it's 3, 4, 5, and 6. Here's one of the verses that talks about God's kindness. But after that, kindness and love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared. Now, did you catch that? What's the kindness of God in the New Testament? But after that, the kindness and love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared. Yeah, the kindness and the love is tied, yeah, to Jesus Christ coming. I preach this all the time. Let's keep going in verses 5 and 6. Not by works of righteousness which ye have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing and regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. There's the kindness coming. So that verse, only one of two verses that tells us about God's kindness, is pointing to Jesus Christ. Now, for all those people that say, see, we're saved by grace only there, keep reading. In Titus 3, Paul goes on to tell us to avoid heretics, people that keep false doctrine, and that they're sinning and they're condemning themselves. And then he tells us, go on to obey and to do good works and to be fruitful. So faith and works right there go together. So that was the one verse that shows God's kindness in the New Testament through Jesus Christ. Let's look at the second one. Ephesians 2:7. That in the ages to come he might show exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Jesus Christ. You catch that again? So the kindness of God in the New Testament is only displayed in Jesus Christ. Two verses talk of God's kindness. Both verses in the New Testament point us to Jesus Christ. I'm going to get to a key point here. Two things on kindness on this word study jump out to me. The first one is we are to be, I'm going to say 3 points. Let's go with 3 points here. We are to be kind to each other as brother and sister. That's critical. The Bible teaches that. It goes along with one anothering over 50 times. The second point is that we need to seek after in our lives and find ways to be kind, not only to each other, but be kind to strangers, people that are in need. Be kind to the elderly, be kind to children, be kind to service workers, be kind to our neighbor. And there's many, many ways we can do that. Just think about all the ways that you could show kindness to people in your everyday life. Doesn't have to cost you a lot of money. Doesn't have to cost you a lot of time. But to just propagate kindness. And if you go read Matthew 25, I think what you'll see is something interesting where Jesus talks about those that do good in the little things, then much is going to be added to them. So that would be kindness towards strangers, kindness towards your neighbors, kindness towards the needy. And then those people that don't do those things, things are going to be taken away from them. So it's really good that you, remember the concept? You reap what you sow. So sow kindness, okay? And that doesn't mean you always say nice things. Sometimes you have to rebuke. Sometimes you have to correct. Sometimes you have to be stern. We see that in Jesus. We see that in Paul. All right, but we see that there's always a balance of kindness and love with correction and rebuke when it's needed, and that's the whole purpose of it. So that would be point two. The third point that I wanted to make after doing this word study, it kind of jumped out at me, was, again, the kindness shown by God in the New Testament was only shown through him sending Christ. That's the kindness that man gets from God. This matters because I'm always out there preaching the gospel, faith in Jesus Christ, his shed blood, his resurrection. repentance, turning from your sin, being born again by the Spirit of God when he sees a willing vessel, entering covenant with him, holiness and obedience as you're striving on, like Paul said, fruit, good works, and enduring in the faith. That is how we access the love and kindness of God today. There is no other way. So that's my third point I want to talk about. People are always telling me, not always, but I get a lot of people, a lot of mockers, a lot of religious people tell me that my street preaching should talk about the kindness of God more often and just talk about how kind God is more often. Well, if you go over the scriptures, like I just did, go look up, do a word study, look up the word kind. Every time in the New Testament, kindness and God are mentioned, only two times, it's about Jesus Christ. Now, we know Jesus is mentioned many times. So you see the correlation? So only two times the word kindness is directly mentioned. But look at all the times the New Testament talks about Christ coming, his shed blood, his resurrection, him coming to save sinners, him being the Lamb of God. That's all showing the kindness of God, even if it's not using the word. So here's my point that I want to kind of round this out with. If you go out and you share and witness the gospel to this lost and dying world, even to the religious people that don't have it right and they're false and they're dead in their sin, if you go out and you proclaim Christ crucified and this risen Savior that comes and saves and redeems and makes new, you're preaching the kindness of God. Do you see that? So whenever we lift up Jesus Christ, whenever we preach him crucified, Paul said, I long to preach Christ crucified, long to know him. We're lifting up the love of God, the mercy of God, the kindness of God, the grace of God. So Jesus is the embodiment of all those things. And people miss that point. Think about that. If you're out there preaching Jesus Christ, which I am all the time, and yes, I talk about grace sometimes, I talk about mercy sometimes, I talk about kindness or love, but I always point to Jesus because he's the culmination of all of that. If you're just looking for heartfelt emotions, love, kindness, peace, joy, those are good things and they can come as gifts and fruits of the Holy Spirit and God at work in you, but Jesus is the focus of all of that. So that's my third point. I just want to remind you that if you hear a man preaching Christ crucified and calling people to repentance and teaching them that they can be redeemed and find eternal life and find hope, yeah, you're listening to a man who's preaching the love, the grace, the mercy, and the kindness of God. I hope that helps you. I hope that edifies you. Don't be sidetracked by people that have a love evangelism going on. I did a whole teaching on this. The Bible, other than John 3:16, where it says God so loved the world, and it says he sent Jesus Christ, right? The Son of God. The Bible never uses love for evangelism, folks. It uses the preaching of the cross, Christ crucified, his shed blood, his resurrection, and then the call to repentance that people will come and lay down their life and follow this risen Savior. That is the evangelistic, biblical way, the biblical evangelistic way that we see modeled in Scripture. We don't see God loves you. Let me give you a quick story. We were out at the Daytona 500 and I was street preaching, preaching Christ crucified, telling people of God's goodness and kindness because of what Jesus did. He shed his blood for you. Don't trample the blood of Jesus. You can get a new life. And there was a man driving a tractor. He obviously was some kind of preacher. And he had a tractor set up with like a hay wagon. And all it said all over the hay wagon is, God loves you. And he was preaching, God loves you. Did you know God loves you today on a big, huge megaphone? And he went by me. And I told him, I said, you got to stop telling people God loves them, because if they're living a sinful, worldly, wicked life, actually the love of God doesn't apply to them. They're actually an enemy of God. Psalm says God hates the wicked and the violent. You need to tell people that God showed his love and that they can receive it by repenting and coming after Christ. You see the difference there? We don't tell criminals that the judge will give them mercy until the criminal is told, you need to change your ways, repent, and the judge will then see you and give you mercy. We demean the law, we demean justice, we demean righteousness. And in the end, a love and kindness gospel that leaves out the cross of Jesus Christ and his shed blood that demands everything from us. It demands everything. It's a free gift, but then it says, come, give me everything and follow me. Make me your Lord and your Savior. We demean that. We trample the blood when we do that. So I want no part of that. And I like to teach people all the culmination of love, goodness, mercy, grace, and kindness is found in the preaching of the cross of Jesus Christ. Hey, I'm going to leave it right there. I hope this kindness word study has helped you. Let me know I can help you in the faith. We are traveling down the gospel road. Check out don'tperish.com. Look at the teaching blog every day. Sisters' blogs, articles, audios, videos. Trying to encourage you to strive for Christ. Hey, the goodness of God is amazing. I'm going to point you right to that risen Savior. Repent and obey the gospel today. We love you all. Till next time, have a glorious day. May God be praised.